Welcome to Tiger Talk. Let's talk about learner qualities.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 8 of Tiger Talk. We're your hosts. I'm Gabby, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Brayden, and I'm also in the 5th grade.
I'm Emery, and I am in the 4th grade. Tiger Talk is a podcast that is written and produced by e-students at JTE.
EAST is a community service and technology class that allows us to make a difference in our community.
During this season of Tiger Talk, we have been focusing on the learner qualities that we use at JTE.
Today, we are going to interview Mr. Derek Winmoth. Hello, Mr. Winmoth. You are talking to us from New Zealand right now. It is 2 o'clock p.m. in Springdale, Arkansas. What time is it where you are?
Oh, good morning. It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning here in New Zealand.
Fascinating. Many of our listeners don't know much about New Zealand. Will you please tell us a little bit about the country?
Sure. New Zealand's a smallish island country, not far off the coast of Australia, really. Many people confuse us with Australia, but we are our own country. About 5 million people living here. And because we're in the southern hemisphere, we're going into our autumn now, whereas you're going into spring.
Fascinating.
We also have JTE's proud principal, Dr. Pogue, with us this afternoon. Hello, Dr. Pogue. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited.
Let's introduce our listeners to Mr. Winmoth.
Derek Winmoth is one of New Zealand's leading future-focused thinkers in education.
In 2008, he was named as one of the Global 6 by the George Lucas Educational Foundation that recognizes people who are making a difference in education.
Mr. Winmoth has been a teacher, principal, teachers of teachers, e-learning specialist, author, presenter, developer of future makers, and he works with government leaders to make educational policies.
Mr. Winmoth is passionately committed to finding ways through education to help build a more positive future for the planet and the people on it.
Wow, impressive. Hello, Mr. Winmoth. Thank you for joining us. We are honored to have you on Tiger Talk.
Oh, well, I'm very delighted to be a part of it and think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful.
Today's episode is about the Learner Quality Reflect.
At JTE, we say that reflect means I think about and look back at my learning to enable me to make the best move forward. You are known as a future thinker. Why do you think that using the learner quality of reflect is important in education?
Well, I think the biggest reason for thinking reflect is an important quality is that the best learning we do is by making mistakes. And the only way we learn from our mistakes is by reflecting on how we've gone, what perhaps went wrong, but how we could improve it, how we could have done things differently. So reflect is actually something that we do quite naturally in our daily lives as human beings and as adults. And so it's really important to understand the importance of that in our learning in schools.
Incredible. That is really important.
Dr. Pogue, when you made the list of learner qualities, why did you think that reflect was an important quality for JTE students to have?
Okay, well, I want to give you a little background knowledge. I got to visit New Zealand in 2017 and actually got to meet Mr. Winmoth then and others as we visited 7 schools while we were there. I got to see New Zealand students using learner qualities in action. When I got back from New Zealand, I continued my learning about learner qualities. Our teachers work together to decide upon the list of learner qualities that we have today. We decided reflect would be a great learner quality to help students be able to reflect on their previous learning by using their Tiger Tracker notebooks, their MAP scores, other test scores, teacher feedback, and like Mr. Winmoth said, making mistakes and learning from them to help them make a plan and set goals for new learning.
Nice. Mr. Winmoth, how do you encourage or teach students to reflect?
Well, I think Dr. Pogue outlined some really important things there that she's taken back with her from her visit to New Zealand. To me, the central point here is that students need to understand what it is they're learning, why they're learning it, and how they're learning it, rather than simply doing it because it's in the curriculum or the teacher is leading them through that. So when students understand the purpose of their learning and what they're doing, then they can use some of the tools that Dr. Pogue talked about. So things like learner rubrics with criteria that they can provide evidence, and keeping journals of their learning, inviting feedback from their teachers, from other students, from their parents even. These are all tools and strategies that mean that you're much more involved in the learning process rather than simply completing a task so that someone else can tell you whether it's successful or not.
That is fantastic.
Dr. Pogue, when you met Mr. Winmoth, when you visited New Zealand, when you reflected on his work, what inspires you and how have you used his work to move our school forward?
Well, recently Mr. Winmoth co-wrote the Agency by Design playbook that we are currently studying right now to help us move our work forward in helping students develop learner agency. I have been in a learning journey group that has Zoomed together over the years, and with Mr. Winmoth, and I always learn new things from him. He has a blog that I like to read that inspires me, and he has actually written about our school on his blog. Right, Mr. Winmoth?
I certainly have. You do some great stuff.
I guess your plan worked because we are in A school.
Mr. Winmoth, what tips do you have for great parents who want to help their children learn to become reflective thinkers?
Emery, that's a wonderful question, because I think involving parents is one of the most important things here. I mean, students are only at school for a short period of the day, and you're at home with your parents for a much longer period of the day. And often, parents only have an opportunity to see what's happening in schools when they go along for a parent evening or read reports and things. And so I think it's really important that parents are able to take an interest and be involved in what's happening in a more regular way. Now, the important thing there for the school and for students is to think about ways that they can be sharing their work with parents and making it more accessible. So, for instance, one of the schools that Dr. Pogue visited here in New Zealand had a very regular use of blogs, so that students were able to record what they were doing and keep photographic evidence and write short stories about it on this blog, so that parents were able to access that on a regular basis. But more than just read about it, then parents were invited to write short responses or to make a comment to encourage the students or to ask a question that would provoke more conversation about what was being learned. And so it was really a strategy to see parents much more as partners in the learning process rather than simply sending their kids off to school and hoping that good things were happening there.
Those are great tips.
Mr. Winmoth, is there anything else about this topic that you would like to share with our listeners?
I think the whole idea of reflect, sometimes people see reflection as being kind of a meaningless activity, sort of just sitting there and thinking about things without any real purpose. I think for reflect to be really valuable, you need to have a process that you can follow through, and that process will follow taking some steps in how you think about what you've done. So I've got some frameworks that I often share with teachers and students to help them think, well, I start by asking what happened, what did I do, and then move to saying why did that happen and what caused that to happen, and then to think what other ways could I have done that, and so on, and then moving to saying, so what could I do differently next time? It could be as simple as that, or there are more complex cases. Then it also involves, I think, documenting what you do. I'm a big fan of making sure that there is some record being kept of the process, so that it's not merely depending on you using your memory of what happened. And then a third thing that I would say is that reflection doesn't only have to be an individual endeavor. Reflection is something that can be quite powerful when it's part of a group activity also, when you have different voices contributing to that learning journey. So it's really quite a powerful part of how we learn and well deserving of being one of your learner qualities.
Thank you.
Dr. Polk, is there anything else about this topic that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, sure. One of the questions you asked was about how parents can help their child become reflective thinkers, and I was thinking about that question, which is a very good question. Parents are their child's first teachers. Parents are so important in a child's development, and when parents and teachers and students all work together, that partnership helps the student learn and grow at very high levels. Parents can help students develop their child's reflect learner quality by things like going through their tiger folder each week and discussing the work that they did that week and helping and encourage them to set goals for the next week. They can also share about times that they've used the reflect learner quality in their life.
Thank you.
What is the most exciting thing that is happening in education in New Zealand right now, Mr. Winmoth?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'm not sure quite where to start answering that, because in New Zealand at the moment we've just had some very large-scale announcements from our new government, which is causing a lot of activity, shall I say, among some schools. But that's often what happens in countries or states as you have them in America, I think. But for me, if I was to narrow it down and see what's really the exciting thing that's happening in schools that I work with and in visiting, it's really the development of learner agency. As Dr. Pogue talked about being a focus there, I'm seeing more and more schools now understanding what it means to really trust learners to be more in charge of their own learning and to provide them with the skills and the tools and the resources to be able to do that. And some of those things that we've talked about today in regards to reflection are a part of that. So I see some pretty exciting things starting to occur in some of the schools. Some of the schools have been doing this for quite a long time, while other schools are early in that journey. So I'm seeing some and being very excited, really, about some of these things now taking place. And like you are at JTE, like this podcast being something that you are initiating, you're in charge of, seeing more and more of that happening, which is going to make, I think, the world a better place as we see people emerging from our education system who are very confident and connected and capable young people able to take their part in making some pretty difficult decisions about how we live as a society into the future.
Wow, that's super cool.
Next up is the Tiger Teehee.
The Tiger Teehee is a time when we tell you a joke because laughter fixes everything.
Why don't leopards play hide and seek? Because they always get spotted.
That's a good one.
I see. You've caught me on the hop here. I did have a joke prepared and I lost it. I'll give me a moment. I'll look for it.
Now it is time for our Spread Positivity segment.
Our EASE program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity, Mr. Winmoth?
That's another really interesting question that I think positivity really is grounded in being confident about who you are and what you are learning. And so positivity is an internal quality. It's something that you can't really force someone to have, but it will emerge when people are feeling confident and in an environment where they're not feeling threatened or put down, for example. So I think really important thing is to think about how we work together, and for teachers, how they set up a class environment that is encouraging and supportive of people's different viewpoints and the way that they behave, and takes and it recognizes them as individuals.
That is a fantastic way to spread positivity.
Learner qualities are tiger-tastic.
Tiger, talk to you later. Roar.